Aircheckdownloads.com.
This is the Zoe Ball Breakfast Show with Scott Mills in for Zoe till 9, and, well, who knows after that. Can I have a cheer, please?
Hey!
I am doing quite well, but I don't say it myself. It's 20 to 8, Brandy and Mace, and on top of the world. Okay, Paul Saunders on the M25. His biggest surprise is actually getting through on the new Radio 1 phone system after trying for 3 days. Press 1 if you'd like to slash your wrists. Press 2 if you'd like to actually speak to a normal person. It is a bit of a trial, but you get there eventually. You just have to kind of hold a lot. And it cuts you off. No, it doesn't. It's fabulous. 08700 100 100. You must call it now and try it out for yourself. 08700 100 100. We're looking for your surprise situations, okay? Just call Radio 1 now and get through to our fabulous newfangled phone system. It's computerized and it's designed with you, the listener, in mind. Now, remember that bloke... No, it is. Thank you very much. Remember that bloke on Friday who gave his mate that West Ham ball? He said was actually signed by the team, but it wasn't signed by the team at all. It was signed by all his mates. And he had it in this big glass cabinet and he was so proud with spotlights on it, and it was a fake ball. Well, thanks to Mike Flynn, who is head of sponsorship at Carling, they've just sent us this letter. He says, this guy's obviously a true Hammers fan and as sponsors of the Carling Premiership, we reckon he deserves much better. So please pass on to him the enclosed signed West Ham ball, which I promise is genuine. So now he's got something authentic to put in his display cabinet. So it wasn't in vain buying that big expensive cabinet and putting the spotlights on. What nice people Carling really are. Give it up for Carling. Yeah. Thanks for the letter, Mike. We'll pass it on. So, surprise situations, 08700 100 100. If your day, whenever it was, turned out to be something you didn't quite expect, give us a call. 08700 100 100. We'll do some more soon. 18 minutes to 8. Take that. Radio 1, 7:45. It looks like it's well and truly back on between Rob and Nicole then. Robbie's showing off his ring in the sun this morning, lovely. And there's also some really nasty pictures of, take that from, I think it was about 91, 92, you know, when they first started out, and the full horror of the mullet hairdo that is Gary Barlow. Ooh, nasty. It only takes a minute. Scott Mills for Zoe Ball. Now then, Breakfast Platter sings at 7:45. We've had so many people ringing in for this. I think this is, like, the one we've ever got the most response for. Loads of people asking who they are, what the song is, where can you get it, including the compilation people at Telstar Records, who really want to know what it is. Okay, it's... How many times do we have to say this? It's Touch and Go, and it's called Would You? And once again, for the heart of thinking, Touch and Go, Would You? Call Beer Davis for further information. Ask for James. He'll sort you out. 0171-323-3003. All right? Once again, Touch and Go, Would You? Should we just play it? Right, let's do it, yeah.
The Breakfast Platter.
Radio 1.
Scott, what's that record?
What?
What's that record?
It's Would You by Touch and Go.
Write that down.
26 it's out, all right? We reckon it's going to go straight into number one. Yeah, such a cool tune. All right, that's our breakfast platter. Touch and Go, Would You? There we are. That should have started with the people out of Telstar now. We've been calling up constantly all week. Scott Mills, in for Zoe Ball then. No, I didn't know about it till 6:10. Breakfast till Simon Mayo. Right then, surprise suggestions. Things that happen in your life that you just weren't expecting. Alistair Bland called up. We'll do his in a minute, actually. But first of all, Ian Gregory from the Wirral, his wife Kim took him out for a birthday meal. Got to the restaurant and she told him that she'd forgotten her credit cards and they'd have to go back. When they got back to the restaurant, it had been completely transformed. 50 guests packed in, an amazing grand piano which they played. And they played Happy Birthday on it. How cool is that? Oh, he must love you lots. Also, Alistair Bland. Yes, this is the one on the way to work in Manchester. My boss just bought a brand new Porsche. You know where this is heading, don't you? And yesterday he drove it to work, showed it off, made everybody really jealous at work. Just after that, he had all four wheels stolen.
Hey!
There is a god. Yes. And Sarah in Brighton, her sister gave birth last month, but no one, including the sister, knew she was pregnant.
Well,
they just thought she was putting on a bit of weight. She sent her boyfriend out for Chinese, and when he got back, she was in labour. Totally out of the blue. Darling, I'm home with a sweet and sour pork. More surprise suggestions, please, on 08700 100 100. The things that made your day not quite as you had planned it. 08700 100 100. Richard?
Yeah, can you put the 7:15 travel on the list as well? That was something I didn't expect to happen.
There's no need to be... look, I'm new. There's no need to be like that.
Are they being kind to you over there in your new position as the poor man, Zoe Ball?
Yeah, they're all right.
They are, then?
Yeah, they're okay.
Got coffee?
Wouldn't work them all the time, but they're
okay. They get her breakfasted, you know, about this time in the morning. Have they got you any food or not?
No. Oh, I see, you see.
Get that sorted, mate. That crash in Cambridgeshire still making things difficult on the A1 going... What?
They said more tea, Vicar.
Don't interrupt me when I'm doing the travel news.
How's that bakery?
What?
Nothing.
I don't know. It's probably got out now. That crash in Cambridge is still making things difficult on the A1.
Go. Earcheckdownloads.com.